As I've already indicated, we'll be examining this name for the Lord. It's actually the title of the sermon, The Lord Who Sanctifies You. We'll begin in Leviticus chapter 20. I think most of you understand that when it comes to expository or textual preaching, that it requires a bit more work than topical preaching does. And what often happens in preparation for expository sermons is there's a lot of material that ends up on the cutting room floor, so to speak. There's things that you have to cut out of a sermon. You can't possibly include everything. And this sermon tonight is, I guess, a topic that ended up on the cutting room floor, as it were. I came across this name for the Lord in both my studies in the Ten Commandments and in the Sermon on the Mount. So I felt it was appropriate to come back to it this evening. So examine this name, the Lord who sanctifies you. And this is a name that is used three or four times in the Old Testament. So Leviticus chapter 20, verses 7 and 8. Consecrate yourselves, therefore, and be holy, for I am the Lord your God. Keep my statutes and do them. I am the Lord who sanctifies you. We have taken some time in the past to examine some of God's names, and we've really established the importance of God's names. Whenever God introduces a name for himself, we would do well to pay attention, because God communicates very much to us about his character and his nature in his names. And we learned in our study of the third commandment that God's name is more than just a title. It's more than just letters or words, but it embodies all that he is. It's the essence of his divine being. And so we see examples of this. For example, in Genesis 2, upon the creation of man, God no longer refers to himself as God or Elohim, but he refers to himself as Yahweh Elohim, the Lord God. He introduces his covenant name, that name that both conveys his mighty power and at the same time conveys the fact that he enters into a relationship with his people. We saw the name from Judges, a name that occurs once. The Lord is peace, Yahweh Shalom. And we learned much about the nature of the Lord through that name, that he is the Lord of peace. He will one day bring a final peace. There is the name Yahweh Tzavaoth, the Lord of hosts. It conveys to us this idea that not only is our God a Lord of peace, but he's also the captain of the armies of heaven. And so God's names fill out his character, so to speak. And it's very interesting how much we can learn about God's character from his names. And this name that we are going to look at this evening is no different. So this, like I said, this name occurs either three or four times in the Old Testament. And we're just going to look at one of these occurrences this evening, and we'll come back to the others at another time. So in Leviticus 20, verses 7 and 8, that will be our focus for this evening. I want to warn you, I'm going to share with you some technical information, and I promise that it is going somewhere. So the name is the Lord who sanctifies you. And in Hebrew, it is the term Yahweh Mekadeshkem. And what I want you to see is how this simple name of God reveals critical and essential truth to us about the nature of our sanctification. So look with me at those verses once again, 7 and 8 of Leviticus 20. Consecrate yourselves, therefore, and be holy, for I am the Lord your God. Keep my statutes and do them. I am the Lord who sanctifies you. I am the Lord who sanctifies you. Like all of God's names, this is a name that God gives to himself and reveals to us. No one else names God. So this is something that God is deliberately communicating to us as his people. Now, you'll notice, if you glance at your Bibles, you'll notice the context here. God is revealing this name while he is calling his people to separation. Separation from the sinful practices of the surrounding nations, you know, child sacrifice, sorcery, sexual immorality. God is calling them and us to be separate from such things. And in the midst of this command, he reveals this name, Yahweh Mekadeshkem, the Lord who sanctifies you. And like so many of God's names, it's a compound name. It begins with his covenant name, Yahweh. Sometimes called the Tetragrammaton because it's four letters in the Hebrew language. And it comes from the verb to be, to exist. So it conveys God's self-existence. He needs no one. He's sufficient in and of himself. Yet it is also his covenant name. This all-sufficient, mighty God has condescended to enter into a relationship with us as his people. So it's a compound name, just like Yahweh Shalom and Yahweh Elohim. It's a compound of these two words. And so here it is Yahweh Mekadeshkem. And I share that term, the Hebrew term, with you because there's a pattern, an almost rhythmic pattern in these two verses that we'll see in a moment. Mekadeshkem is a participle derived from the word kadosh, which means holy. So Mekadeshkem simply means the sanctifier of you, or the one who makes you holy. So we can read this, I am the Lord who makes you holy, or I am the Lord who sanctifies you. Now, what participles do is they take a verb and turn it into an action. And in Hebrew participles convey an ongoing action. And I believe this is important here. So, we could read this, I am the Lord who is sanctifying you, ongoing action, or I am the Lord who is making you holy. So it envisions an ongoing work, an ongoing action. So what is conveyed here in this name is God's work in the lives of his people. God's ongoing work in us. He is the one who is making us holy. He is the one who is sanctifying us. And holiness is primarily an attribute of God. And so he is separate. He is different. And so God's sanctifying work in us is his separating us from the world and conforming us to his image. Again, I think the catechism is helpful here, so you'll notice it in your outline. Answer 35. Sanctification is the work of God's free grace, whereby we are renewed in the whole man after the image of God and are enabled more and more to die unto sin and live unto righteousness. So it is a process. It's an ongoing work of God within us. And you notice the positive and negative aspects there. We are renewed after the image of God and we are able to live unto righteousness. But there's also that negative aspect where we are enabled more and more to die to sin. So it is this work that this divine title envisions within us. And in this title for himself, God himself takes the credit for this work within us. He is the Lord who sanctifies you. And the very fact that God incorporates this name, or he incorporates this reality into a name for himself, tells us that it's important. It's something that it is important for us to understand. It's important for us to understand that it is his work in us. That primarily our sanctification is God's work within us. Well, sanctification is our growth in grace. It's a natural part of our salvation. No, it is a continuous, it is a gracious operation within us. And this is the emphasis of the title. He is the God who's continually sanctifying you. Now, we know that the doctrine of sanctification doesn't end there. God is the one who is sanctifying us, but yet we don't just sit on our hands and not do anything. It's the same with our salvation. Once God saves us, we don't just sit in bed all day and not do anything, but there's something we are called to. We are called to be active in this process. So if throughout Scripture we have commands to strive to obedience, to put sin to death, to be holy as the Lord is holy. And this comes out very clearly in the context of Leviticus 20. So look back at those verses with me. Now you'll notice I have the transliterated Hebrew there, and it's there for a reason, because you'll get the sense of the rhythmic flow of these two verses. Consecrate yourselves, therefore, and be holy, for I am the Lord your God. Keep my statutes and do them. I am the Lord who sanctifies you. So verse 7 begins with a command. Consecrate yourselves. Sanctify yourself. It's the exact same Hebrew word used in the title of God, only it is made reflexive. If you look at your outlines, consecrates, the word hit kaddish kem. It sounds almost identical to mit kaddish kem. It's made reflexive, and what that means is, take the verb to hit. I hit myself. That's a reflexive use of a verb, and it's the same here. Consecrate yourselves, or sanctify yourselves. And it's very striking, because there's these three commands. Consecrate yourselves, be holy, keep my statutes, and do them. So there are these three rapid-fire commands, and then after that, the Lord says, I am the Lord who sanctifies you. It's a striking contrast. And again, you'll see the three words there. Hit kaddish kem, consecrate yourselves. Be holy, vet kaddish tem, I am the Lord who sanctifies you, mit kaddish kem. See the very interesting rhythmic flow of those verses there. So it's a striking contrast. Three rapid-fire commands to be sanctified. Sanctify yourselves. And then it is followed by this statement, but I am the Lord who sanctifies you. And I believe that this really gets to the heart of the mystery of sanctification. Be sanctified. But yet what God commands us to do, He promises to do within us. I think very often we see these two truths as contradictory. Be sanctified. I am the Lord who sanctifies you. We don't see the relationship between those two. And I think what is happening today in the church is there's been a false dichotomy. In other words, a false distinction created by these two things. That you are called to be sanctified, but yet it is the Lord's work in you. But these two things are put side by side for a reason. We're reminded that sanctification is a work of God within us. We can never sanctify ourselves. He takes all the credit for it. However, we are still called to be holy. We're called to strive in the Christian life for greater obedience, for greater holiness. And perhaps the clearest and most well-known New Testament expression of this is found in Philippians chapter 2. You can turn there if you'd like. Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 and 13. And notice the exact same contrast. Paul says, therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, So now, not only as in my absence, or not only in my presence, but much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. There's the call to sanctify ourselves, to be holy. But yet, listen to verse 13. For it is God who works in you, both to will and to work for His good pleasure. There's that striking balance, that striking contrast once again. And so I believe in this name, Yahweh Mekadeshkem, the Lord who sanctifies you. I believe it's there to comfort us. That God will work within us what He commands us to do. It's a reality that we need to trust in, that we need to place our faith in. That God is sanctifying you. Yet we are still called to act. We are called to be obedient. We are called to be holy. And it's no different than your salvation. When you heard the gospel was essentially repent and believe the gospel. So that is God's call to us in the gospel, but none of us are able to do that. We can't repent. We can't believe. But yet God regenerates us and enables us to do those things. It is His saving work within us. And it's no different for our sanctification. It's no different than the paralytic that Jesus healed when He said, pick up your mat and walk. He was paralyzed. He couldn't do that. But yet, that was a work that God did within him. And he got up and he walked. So this is here to comfort and to encourage us. And as we bring this to conclusion, I guess my question I ask myself this week, and I think we all must ask ourselves, is do you desire to be more sanctified? I mean, really think about, do you desire greater growth in grace? I think that we all have been believers long enough to realize that this process of being holy is a hard process. Thus you have Paul's vivid language in Philippians 2, we're to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. It's not something that's easy, it's something that's hard, it can be very discouraging. And, you know, we all deal with those besetting sins. And I think very often in our sanctification, we feel like we've taken one step forward and then two steps back. And we feel like we ask ourselves, am I being sanctified at all? And so we're reminded here that it is the Lord who sanctifies us. This is not something that might happen. This is something He promises to do within us. And I think what happens very often, and it's very subtle, is that we give up on our sanctification. We strive in our own power, without faith in this great truth that it is the Lord who sanctifies us. And we become discouraged. And we essentially give up. And that shows a lack of faith on our part, a lack of faith in the Lord who sanctifies us. But yes, we are called to do things, but we ultimately do those things by faith. Remembering that it is the Lord who is working within us, that it is the Lord who promises growth and grace to us. So you are indeed called to strive. You are called to consecrate yourselves, to be holy, to keep His statutes and do them. But yet you are comforted with this great truth that He is the Lord who sanctifies you. Let's pray.